The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, pretty much all World Series, maybe the one of the worst calls in the history of the show. Which,
yeah.
But
what are you going to do?
What has Altuve ever done?
What has he done?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, let's jump on this call real quick. Mark, you're on The Blitz. Go.
Yes. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, sports, Mark.
Yeah, hey, years and years ago, Fred was there, but Dave Tepper and Calvin, before he went to Atlanta, came to the hospital to see me because I had prostate cancer, and, you know, the show really helped me through a really dark time, and today my wife was sitting home on hospice with breast cancer, and she's terminal, but I listen to the show every day, and it really helps me just get through the day and get through the night, and, you know, I just sit here because there's nothing else to do, but I was just calling to thank the show and thank everybody there for helping me get through this daily struggle I'm going through.
Man, I'm sorry to hear about that, Mark, and I'm glad that we can help you out in whatever we can, man. That's a hell of a deal, and our real thoughts and prayers, not even Twitter thoughts and prayers, are with you, man. Sorry to hear that, brother, and keep stay strong, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll try to throw a few laughs in here for you, man. That's rough, man. That's
yeah.
So I looked up the 85 Cardinals. Who did have Jack Clark in that lineup.
I did forget about him.
Yeah, but the steal numbers. Vince Coleman, 110 steals.
It's crazy.
Caught 25 times. Willie McGee, 56.
What a bum.
Andy Van Slyke, 34. Ozzie Smith, 31. Tommy Herr, 31.
Man.
That was just a buzzsaw of a team. And
I always liked Andy Van Slyke when I was a kid.
And they had some guys off the bench who had quite a few as well. So, like Lonnie Smith had 12 off the bench that year. That was a fun team to watch, man. I liked them. Joaquin Andujar was pitching for him.
Yeah.
John Tudor. But did not get it done in the World Series, unfortunately.
No, hard times.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number.
I have a I have a story that maybe you'll. This is. I don't know why I thought of this last night, but I was like, what if that's happening here? And I think it's because after last night, because of what happened, I was like, well, a Houston sports fan, it's happening, and it's gonna. Bad things happen to Houston sports fans. And, I started thinking about what if Deshaun Watson, what if he's RG3? And what if he's like having a fantastic rookie year and it's the best he ever is and it only goes downhill from here? And I looked up like what RG3's rookie season looked like.
Yeah.
And it was just obscene. I mean,
share the numbers if you would.
4,374. 3,200 passing yards, 815 rushing yards, which is a rookie record, by the way. 20 passing touchdowns, 7 rushing touchdowns. He threw 5 interceptions on the year, so had a 20-5 touchdown to interception ratio, a 102.4 passer rating, which was a rookie record. He was a 65.6 completion percentage passer. That was his completion percentage, 65.6%, and had 3 fourth quarter comebacks on the board. And it just got me thinking, man. And that was like his numbers were better than Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson, yeah, who were drafted, yeah, in the same class.
Yeah.
And then we all know the saga of RG3, now RG3. And this was what? That was 2012 was his rookie year. 5 years later, he doesn't have a job, which is crazy to think about, but that's pretty much what happened there.
I'm going to give you some reasons why I don't think he's RG3.
Okay.
Number one.
Now, mind you, he does play in Houston, Texas.
He does. And listen, stop putting this evil on everything in Houston, okay?
I didn't put it.
No, you put the evil
it's
on it.
It's been here.
No, you're putting the evil on Deshaun Watson. He's done nothing wrong. And listen, man, I've done everything I can to jinx the Dodgers. I just popped another 100 on them. So I'm trying to jinx the damn Dodgers so we're not having this conversation. But no, I for one thing, RG3 was a good passer. But he was also a guy that once that knee got hurt and he lost his speed, he was a lot less elusive in the pocket. He wasn't able to move around as well. And I think that hurt him a lot. Watson is a better passer. And I think even if he loses some of that mobility, he's not a speed guy the way RG3 was. So, yeah. And plus, the guy accomplished so much more in college. Yeah, Griffin won a Heisman at Baylor. But in retrospect, how many guys played in that Art Briles system and didn't put up numbers? So, you know, he had a great rookie year. I think the injuries derailed him. I think Watson's only going to get better and better.
Okay. But, I mean, would you have said that you expected the RG3 train to derail the year after his rookie season or in the middle of his rookie season?
When he limped out of that playoff game, I would have been a little worried.
Okay.
Because it's bad. That looked bad, man.
And he went 9-6 as a rookie, and he won 6 total games for the rest of his career. 6-19 in 2013, 2014, and 2016.
I remember that game he played at NRG, and he just did not look the same, and that was relatively early after the injury.
And I don't say that to, like, I mostly just say that as, like, a cautionary tale.
You're trying to bring some more negativity here when people are already depressed over Game 7.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're doing. Oh. Let's get Orlando on real quick. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just a few things. Love the show, sports. What do you guys think of Alex Bregman? Do you think that, you know, we'll see? Has he lived up to the hype yet? Does he still have time to? And in regards to the Texans, do they, you know, do you guys think they'll take the division? Or is it Jacksonville to take now that they got Marcell Dareys? And lastly, do you guys think we'll lose Correa to a big market team like Boston or New York? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, we'll start with the last one first. It's way too early
so
to
far
speculate
away
on that. Yeah,
my initial response is yes. But I don't know what the Yankees and the Red Sox or whoever will do between now and then.
And who knows? I mean, he may decide he wants to stay here.
If the Yankees sign Manny Machado to an 8-year deal,
yeah,
then no.
That's just that one. It's too far. As far as winning the division, I think the Texans are going to have to get better on defense. And I still think they can because I don't think Jacksonville's running away. I don't think Tennessee's running away. And the Colts are pretty much dead in the water. And as far as Bregman, I mean, the guy, I don't know about living up to the hype because I don't know what the real hype was for being a second overall pick. Was he supposed to be as good as Correa and Springer are? I mean, he's not that yet. I think he could be. But he's been he's come up with a lot of clutch hits in this postseason. So
just not a lot of hits, just a lot of clutch hits.
Yeah.
The few hits that he's gotten has been at a good time.
Jason said, wife decided to give birth to our third child tonight. Hopefully I can have the game on in the background. World Series, baby.
That's horrible timing.
Oh, man.
My first kid was born the night that Barry Bonds broke the home run record. That he broke Hank Aaron's record. I remember that vividly. It was also on a Tuesday. I know that because I had started my new job on Monday, and so I went to work for a day, and then I was like, hey, glad to be a part of the team. I need tomorrow off so I can have – my wife's having a kid. So it was a little bit weird. But, yeah, that was a I think it's kind of cool when stuff something like that happens, especially if the Astros win, it'll be a really cool deal.
Somebody, man, here's
Lance says, wasn't RG3 like mentally unstable? I don't remember any of that. I remember honestly, his teammates started to question whether or not he could play.
There were a lot of issues with the coaching staff too, back and forth. And I don't think you're going to get that with Watson, but
I think you got a lot of that with Vince Young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another guy who had a fantastic rookie. Well, he didn't have a rookie year like RG3 or Deshaun is having, but I worry that something like that could happen. I'm sitting here thinking, man, the next 6-7 years in this town are going to be awesome because Deshaun Watson's so great. But how many teams have thought that they had the guy and then he just wasn't the guy?
Yeah. It's happened a lot.
I mean, hell, I 2 years, 3 years into Andrew Luck, if you're a Colts fan, don't you think you got a couple Super Bowl rings by now?
Oh, God, yeah. Or at least you think you're going to be in it for a long time. And
yeah, and meanwhile, you're in last place in the AFC South. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a world where it can go up and down so quickly on you.
Speaking of which, I have an interesting story that somebody emailed me to talk about when we come back on the other side.
All right, guys. Listen, if you've ever thought, man, I hate my job, I hate my boss, I am not happy, I wish I could have an easier job. I wish I could work in IT, or I could work in the AC all day. It's not too late, guys. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career will get you trained for the high demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months, and you'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. Hey, guys. It's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Astros-Dodgers coverage begins at 7 on both stations. And Houston Game Day World Series wrap-up show follows Astros-Dodgers if the series ends, according to Jong. Did you just...
I'm sorry. That was a mistake. So, I copied that from yesterday.
They're going to do it.
Unless there's like an earthquake or,
Don't put that evil on.
No.
That's happened before. No, I need this. No rain out either. I know they had a little bit of rain last night. I need this series to end. And it's honestly, it's going to sound a little whiny, but in 2005, I was having to work at the Chronicle. And so I didn't get to enjoy the games because all I was doing was planning and doing stuff. And then, yeah, we launched sportsmap.com right before the series. So I haven't really, because somebody asked me where I'm going to watch the games. Well, I'm going to be same place I've watched them all at home, where we're posting inning by inning updates as long as the website's working. And we'll have a game final. Your buddy Ken Hoffman's going to write a column, win or lose, and I've got three more stories ready to go if they win.
Nice.
I'm very excited about. So, but yeah, I haven't really truly been able to enjoy the games. So I'm hoping that if they win this, I can kind of go back and watch them and sort of enjoy them as a fan. But, and also a lot of support for Mark from the Twitter crowd.
Yeah, man.
And 49 says, just trying to add what the man said about his wife. I guess sometimes I don't realize it, but I really do look forward to listening to you guys, and I think a lot of people do. I appreciate that so much, because one thing Dave used to tell us, no matter how bad a day you're having, there's somebody out there listening to you who's having a worse day. So, you know, I've always tried to think about that. It's like, okay, well, what can we do to cheer people up? Because there's times you come in here and dealing with personal crap. You don't want to. There's been times I don't want to do a show, but as soon as the lights come on, man, it's like, nope, somebody's having a worse day. Let's try to have some fun. Let's see. How about, is that D-Base? Or what? Maybe it's DeBase.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Sports Now.
How y'all doing? I'm calling y'all from Ground Zero. I'm here in L.A.
Oh, what's up, man?
Nothing much. I just wanted to know, what are the odds Altuve can go 0-4 again like he did last game? And my wife's an Astros fan, and I'm cheering for the Dodgers. I'm not a Dodgers fan, but I'm cheering for him.
Yeah.
You trying not to get laid?
Yeah, that's a bad call. Yeah. I would suggest that you get that figured out. No, I mean, listen, Altuve, he's struggling right now.
But you know what? I think he'll bounce back tonight. As much as I'm looking at it and thinking the Dodgers are going to win, I just have a feeling it's going to be a really interesting game tonight. And I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go.
He was game three last time against Darvish. He was 1-for-5 in that game. So,
yeah, that's below average.
Yep. And he has had 6 offers in these playoffs, which, I mean, if you watch throughout the season, that's for the stretch of games that this is, that's quite a bit.
Is there a haven't the Astros won every odd game? No, they lost game one.
Yeah,
no, never mind. I'm just grasping for anything that I could say. Oh, yeah. Let's try Ron. What's up, Ron?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sports.
Hey,
I'm getting on Facebook. I'm getting on every kind of social media. People in my building all down because it's game seven. What has actually changed? Who cares if it's game seven? Stop being so negative. Let's get this, man. Y'all want to earn history? This is how you do it. Game seven, the whole world is going to be watching us. Now, I'm telling you, that guy that just said he's rooting for the Dodgers, but he's not a Dodgers fan, if he lives in Houston, he can just stay in L.A. because we don't need any of that garbage. That's junk.
Well, listen, it's good to be a confident fan, you know.
And, hey, you know what? If you'd said going into these playoffs,
there'd be a game seven.
You'd get a game seven against the Dodgers for the whole thing. Would you take it?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. Non-Astros or Texans related?
I don't want to talk about it then.
I know, but...
I got no room for it in my head, to be honest.
It's kind of bizarre, but I got this email from the Dynamo, their goalkeeper.
Yeah, I saw that.
Suspended pending investigation for an alleged domestic dispute.
Oh, no.
And he's like, they need that guy to have any chance in Portland. They're done. In fact, if you bet soccer, bet on Portland.
Okay. So, I don't bet soccer, so I'll yeah. I won't be heeding that advice.
I don't bet baseball, but I bet on the Dodgers tonight.
Not me.
Yeah. I'm trying to help support the city.
Maybe you should hedge your Dodgers bet with the Portland bet.
That's a good plan. That's a good plan. I wonder what the odds are going to change to. Let's. Now I'm just getting to be a degenerate. Brandon, You're on the Blitz. What's up? Brandon, go.
Hi, Brandon.
What's up, fellas? Sports.
Sports.
Hey, what do you guys think about Harbaugh turning around this year? I know they play Rutgers, but they made that quarterback switch to that Brandon Peters kid. He looked pretty good. I think they have a chance against Wisconsin, honestly, because they don't have much of an offense. But I know their defense is really good. The run game is really good. And Ohio State's always up in the air for me. Appreciate it, fellas.
Yeah, I was big on Michigan coming into the season, and I don't necessarily think that it has much to do with Harbaugh as it does with they just don't have a viable quarterback there. I have a hard time seeing them being, you know, and obviously the any type of playoff is gone out the window by now. But I still think Harbaugh's the right guy for the job. It's just it's not going to get done as quickly as I thought it would be done. He got them back to relevance very quickly.
He needs a real quarterback.
But he's got to get a quarterback before he's a real contender again.
Yeah, DJ says, Dodgers haven't beaten the Astros twice in a row yet. That's one thing you can grasp at. Okay. I'm looking for something. Yeah. Atlanta, didn't the Astros win every game with the Dodgers bullpen had no rest? They pitched the previous night. Okay. There you go. Now you guys have got some positive vibes going. I'll buy those. I just keep going back to that damn 8-1 record. Oh, I promised you this story that as I was going through my email, Zach sent me, and see Mattress Mack is hedging his bets with the because he said
yeah
because
he's I would imagine he's going to lose a lot of money in furniture
$5 million if the Astros win.
So that way, if the Astros do win, he'll make $3 million of that, and he won't lose as much in
the
furniture.
The vast majority of the hedge was through the insurance companies. But I did some hedging in Las Vegas. It's all legal. Of course it is.
Of course it is, yeah.
I have no problem with him doing that. So, yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
No.
And I think that story also says that he lost, what, like $8 million worth of furniture in the Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I remember. I had told my wife, and my wife didn't want to do it. I said, let's just go get all the furniture we want. I said, I guarantee you Seattle's going to beat Denver. Yeah. And as soon as that first, what was it, a safety to start the game on Peyton Manning, wasn't it? My wife was like, we should have gotten that furniture. She knew.
Should have trusted you.
Didn't he come back and throw an interception?
Yep.
Yeah. And that game was out of hand early.
They never even smelled a chance of winning that game. All right, guys, the World Series, it's here. The last game is tonight, and you don't want to be cheering on the Astros in a scrubby hat. You need to show your spirit by wearing what the players wear on the field. New Era, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball, and it's what the players are wearing this postseason and every postseason. So hurry into your local lid store today to get your World Series cap with the limited edition World Series side patch to add to your collection. These caps are only available while supplies last. That's New Era caps at lids.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Happy Game 7 Day. The one thing I'm hoping for, if the Astros win this doesn't go like 4 hours so I can get my work done and maybe wander over, party with the people afterwards.
That's what you're wanting to do?
Yeah, I would like to celebrate a little bit, but you know, we'll see. It's probably going to be a long game because I bet there's a bunch of pitching changes.
Oh, yes.
Let's try Marshall. What's up, Marshall?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports.
Hey, love the show.
Hey, love you.
I was at work reading this article about this guy who's been winning basically $14 million betting the World Series.
Yes.
He's like bet everything right. And when I was reading the article, RJ Bell was saying basically is the way he's going to bet tonight is going to shift the betting in Vegas. Just wanted to get your opinion about that. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, we hit on that a little bit, and the line moved substantially after he left sportsbooks yesterday. And the weird thing was normally when the line on the Dodgers gets bigger, they'll send the line the other way for the Astros. Like, they'll make that a little bit of a sweeter price. But they kept the Astros price stuck, and they just made it more expensive to bet on the Dodgers, which I think is kind of lame.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's their sports book. I guess they can do what they want.
Well, that's a guy that somehow got the almanac from Back to the Future.
I think so.
Because apparently he's done this on UFC, and he's unbeaten on UFC, too.
Unbeaten?
That's what one of the stories said. So, yeah, this guy's got a time machine. I'd be tracking him down and stealing his time machine. Of course, he would know I was going to steal his time machine, so he would go back in time before
he's
that.
Already heard this show.
Yes. Damn.
Always one step ahead of
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And foiled.
Oh, well. Let's try
Eric.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Hey, now. Sports.
I got the reason y'all don't have to grasp for straws. It had to go to Game 7 so Los Angeles could make as much money as they could on the games because of the Harvey thing. We're going to win the World Series.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what the Yankees thought after 9/11. I feel like they not to mention after 9/11, not only the Yankees were they dealing with all that, but they also had a much better team, and it didn't matter. So, no, I don't think that's going to work out.
Quentin. What's up, Quentin?
What's going on, sports?
Sports,
hey guys,
sir.
What's going on, sports?
Still sports.
Hey, I got two questions. First one's a two-part question. What are the odds the Astros are going to win today? And second one, what are the odds that combined pitching today, they throw a no-hitter? And then my second question is an Aggie question. What are the odds Nick Stark was the starting quarterback? Today, this coming weekend, I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, that was actually three questions, and you said two.
What was the first one?
What are the odds the Astros win? Then what are the odds the Astros? 14%. What are the odds the Astros throw a no hitter? 0.01%. And then what was the Zaggy question?
That Nick Starkle starts at quarterback.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking to change.
Okay, what's with all the two- and three-part questions today? That's like the third one. I'm old. I can't keep track of all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you, Kevin Sumlin said Kellen Mond will remain Aggie starting quarterback despite exiting the game against Mississippi State.
Okay.
So
I don't think it's going to make much of a difference who's playing quarterback.
No. Man, you know, we talked about this last week. You thought that they would beat Mississippi State.
I did.
And then things would sort of go back to normal for them.
Yeah. And they got housed.
It wasn't even competitive. And now they're in a situation where if they – and I think we both agree there's a good chance that they lose to Auburn, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will
lose
a
real good chance.
Yeah.
So that would put them at 3-3 in the SEC, and that'd be their fourth loss. And you said 8-4 wasn't that gets them fired, right?
Yeah.
And then they've still got a game at LSU to go.
Yeah.
If they lose this week, I mean, you talk 7-5. I almost see no way they bring someone back if they go 7-5.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And that's me assuming they're going to beat New Mexico and win at Mississippi, which, I mean, at Ole Miss, I won't say is like a lock, but, I mean, they damn sure should win that game. Yeah. And New Mexico is not, they're not a trash can, but they're not very good.
Yeah,
either.
They'll beat them. Let's squeeze in a couple more calls. We got Don. What's up, Don?
Yo, guys, sports.
Sports, Don.
Hey, Fred, here's something positive. The Astros won. Our hometown team won two of the first three with two of them, those games in L.A. And what are the odds they can win two of the last three with two of those games in L.A.? Thanks, guys.
Yeah. The problem, like, the reason why my confidence is shattered is because I assumed that three wins would come from nights that Keuchel and Verlander pitched.
Yeah.
I said, maybe one of them can lose a game. Okay? No big deal. But they've lost. They went 2-2 in Keuchel-Verlander starts. And really, Keuchel's second start was, I mean, they're lucky they were to get that win. Let's be honest.
Right, right. He was not a part of it, basically.
So, I just don't, I don't feel confident. I've said all along, I'm not, Like, I Lance McCullers is a roller coaster, man. Like, one night he'll go out and walk eight dudes and get hammered around, and one night he'll go out and look like he's Justin Verlander Jr. And I just don't know what you're going to get from that guy, so it's hard for me to invest.
Give you a hint. One of the stories that I have ready to go is Lance McCullers being an unsung hero.
Oh, okay.
just a little hint. John, do you have anything positive? All right, well, what's your feeling? How do you feel?
The last time Yu Darvish faced the Astros, he gave up four runs.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think you're going to see Darvish closer to what he was when the Dodgers got him than the guy who was getting hammered the other night. I think that was an aberration. And a lot of people asking, do we say who the guy's betting on? Just follow RJ in Vegas because he'll tweet it out as soon as we know who the guy actually bet on. One more. Bird. What's up, Bird?
Hello. Yeah. Am I on there?
You're on.
Okay, good. Sports.
Sports?
I was wondering, not like, you know, the last 20 calls, but the first one that I heard, and it was a guy who was, like, really upset and was really thankful for you guys to be on. And I just want you to know that I'm thankful for you guys being there, too. And, you know, because I've been going through some stuff, and I don't want to be all negative because I know everything seems to be all negative tonight and all this. And everybody's asking, like, what are the odds and all that. And I was just kind of wondering what the odds are. Yeah, I was like 13 and the counselor, she was 28, and I've been trying to get in touch with her ever since, and it's not happening. And so I was just wondering if you, you know, I appreciate the format that you guys put on and the crap you put up for.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Wait, and what was his question?
He's wondering if he's just thankful for us. There wasn't a question.
No, he said I was wondering something. Yeah. I couldn't hear what he was saying.
Yeah, I was a little kind of
off. I think he was asking about somebody.
No, he can't get in touch with the counselor. And he, I guess he's looking for his he was molested as a young man. And he's having a hard time finding the older woman who did that to him. My guess is she's dead now. If she was 38 when you were 14, she's probably dead. I mean, she's old.
A lot of people saying he bet on the Dodgers. That's not correct. RJ says that
there's no word yet, right?
Right. Right. 713-780-ESPN. I do have a very interesting gem of the day that's going to make fun of the state of Iowa.
Drunk Bebo says, I wonder how Florida making a change affects things. Tennessee should be moving soon, too. They will pull good head coaches. I mean, if Florida hired Kevin Sumlin, I mean, Kevin Sumlin would basically be getting a promotion. Florida's a better job than Texas A&M. I can't imagine that would happen.
I still like Scott Frost a lot for Florida. I was saying that for Nebraska, but now that Florida's available, it's a better job for him.
Oh, yeah. To me, Florida's a top five job in the country, period.
But that's a place where Chip Kelly could land.
Could.
So
they need somebody who can put up some points.
Yeah.
Desperately.
But Tennessee, I think Tennessee's a good job, but I think Florida's a better one. And that's going to piss off a ball fan, but.
No, that's not even debatable at this point.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Break them.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. I may want to go to that game again. That was a fun little trip last time that we went. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Iowa, where, okay, maybe the Department of Transportation might not give people enough credit, or the people of Iowa are just kind of stupid. If you see a jumping deer sign, what do you think that means?
Watch out for jumping deer.
Right. Or watch out for them going into the road so you don't hit them, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the warning sign. Well, apparently, people keep asking them why they don't place deer crossing signs where it's safer for the deer to cross the road.
Oh, jeez.
And so here's the response. Deer can't read signs. Drivers can. This sign isn't intended to tell deer where to cross. It's for drivers to be alert that deer have been in this area in the past. So we actually get this on a regular basis. Why don't you put these signs where it's safer for the deer to cross? Oh, yeah, because I could just see a deer looking up going, well.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't be crossing
here.
Yeah,
yeah, that's. No, I should be crossing here. Look, there's a jumping deer.
Oh, this is good. This is a good spot.
It looks like my cousin who just got shot during hunting season. Yeah. Apparently, a clip of a woman calling into a radio show to ask a similar question went viral on YouTube in 2012. Oh, my God.
I got one more story.
Okay. Do it.
Out of West Hartford, Connecticut.
West Hartford. Is that the good side or is that the bad side?
I don't know.
Is that the...
I don't know.
Is that the ESPN side or is that like the Aaron Hernandez
side? I'm so unfamiliar. Like which side of the tracks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Like is it the side where Aaron Hernandez lived or where he took care of business?
Yeah, I don't know.
A white Connecticut college student has been charged with smearing body fluids on her black roommate's belongings, and people are saying it was a racially charged crime. West Hartford police disclosed Wednesday that Brianna Brochu, who's 18, was charged Saturday with misdemeanor criminal mischief and breach of peace. Police also asked a judge to add a felony bigotry charge on Wednesday. The university president, Greg Woodard, said Brochu is no longer a student at the school and will not be returning. University officials said federal privacy laws prevent them from saying whether a student is expelled. The accused student's behavior was reprehensible and does not reflect the values of our institution. The incident has brought about accusations of racism, and I want you to know that I hear and share your anger and frustration. Acts of racism, bias, bullying, or other abusive behaviors will not be tolerated on this campus. Brochu did not return a message from the AP on Wednesday. She did not comment during a Wednesday court appearance when a judge barred her from campus property in order to stay away from her now former roommate. The Hartford Current reports Brochu told police she put her body fluids on her roommate's backpack and licked her roommate's plate, fork, and spoon because she was frustrated with her rude behavior. Brochu denied other actions she wrote about on Instagram, including that she put her roommate's toothbrush basically in her backside. Brochu allegedly wrote in an Instagram post, "Finally did it. Your girl got rid of her roommate. After 1.5 months of spitting in her coconut oil, putting moldy clam dip in her lotions, putting her toothbrush places where the sun don't shine, and so much more, I can finally say goodbye, Jamaican Barbie." Yeah, she's definitely not racist. The roommate, Chanel Rowe, said in a Facebook video that she had a tense relationship with Brochu and moved to another room about 2 weeks ago. Jamaican Barbie, racist, not racist?
A little racist.
Definitely racist?
Yeah, okay. I would say a little bit.
Thought so.
All right, so you're dueling Zadok Jewelers Gems of the Day, as it were.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I want to get some phone calls in, so you guys stick around. We'll get you right at the top here of the next hour, but right now I got to tell you about MyBookie. And, hey, maybe you want to follow the Mad Bomber along tonight. Place to go, MyBookie. Industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the action. Doesn't matter what it is, NFL, college, football, hockey. Always like to play a little hockey. Horse racing, it's all right there, and it's perfect for players big and small. And if you just want to play the casino, they've got instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots right there in the palm of your hand. And even beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And guess what? You're going to get some money on your first deposit back. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right from your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie. And the best part is, man, they have you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. And that's the biggest question I get is how can I get my money out? Man, these guys You know, no hassle payouts. I've never had any problems. So call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your initial deposit.